through. Yes? Or have I not switched it on?
Hello, you can.
Hang on. Probably still listening to radio. I want you to have this £5. And the preacher said, my goodness me, that's very kind of you. Very kind, taken aback, he said. He said, I'm going to ask you a question. He said, what? Why are you giving me the £5? And where did you get the £5 from? So he said, well, it's my spending money. And he said, well, you're giving your spending money to me. He says, that's absolutely marvellous. But why? Why are you giving it to me? You know, that's very good. He says, well, it's my mum and dad's fault. So I said, why is that? Yeah, because they just said you're the poorest preacher we've ever had.
Oh, hello.
So I hope that's going to happen. So I hope that's not going to happen this morning. But I'll warn you, if you brought £5 with you, have it ready. All right. Okay. Right.
I'm tearing in half and
you can have it. I can have it off, can I?
Okay.
Right. Okay, after that bit of frivolity, we better quieten it down a bit. So let's... I'll sit down. That's what I'll do first. Let's open with prayer. We give you thanks, Lord, this morning that we can meet this way. We thank you, Lord, that we can meet because this is a fairly peaceful country and we're allowed to meet in your name. We've got to think about other places in the world that cannot do this. And we also especially think this morning about parts of the world that's in conflict, and especially Ukraine, where we know that people are being turfed out of their cities, houses, through war. And yet, we see on television, there are people are still worshipping you. So we give you thanks, Lord, that you can still speak into situations like that. We know, Lord, that times can be difficult. And sometimes difficult times are more difficult for some people than others. And we've just come through a difficult time, and are still in it, through the pandemic. And yet, Lord, we're here. You've never left. You've never given up on us. You've never given up on this world that you created. By your just speaking, you created this world of ours. Such a beautiful place in some places. So we give you thanks, Lord, once again that we've got the freedom. And we thank you, Lord, that we can meet in this pub. We pray, Lord, that we can hear your voice. We pray that people who are probably listening to us now will hear your voice as well. For whatever some or others said this morning. So we ask this prayer in Jesus Christ's worthy and precious name. Amen.
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 Right, we'll sing our first song, Ascribe Greatness to Our God, the Rock. Many times the rock is mentioned in God's Word, where you can stand, it's something firm, it never moves, just like God Himself. We know that Moses struck a rock and out came water, living water. And that's what God gives us every day if we come to Him. So let's sing this together. We'll sing it twice. So ascribe greatness to our God, the Lord. Stand up or sit down, I'm not first.
I like to stand. Or feel on this time.
Song or hymn, but depends when what you want to call it.
Chorus.
It's always faithful and not like the world, is unchanging. His attitude to us and the world is no different from when it started to when it's going to finish. It's so unchanging, ageless one. You're my rock again, you're my rock of peace. And said, Lord of all, I depend on you. Do we depend on him? Do I all the time? If I'm honest, no, because you forget, don't you? You forget that he's so dependable. We can't be perfect. The only one that's perfect is God himself. But we'll sing this song together. Faithful one, so unchanging. Thanks, David.
Amen.
And I've some of the hymns in books are absolutely marvellous words, and there's no need sometimes to actually sing them. You can use them as prayers. And this is a hymn, really. Alright. But I was, for this morning's service, looking through the hymn book, or different hymn books, to find out what's what. And I looked at that and thought, well, that is absolutely brilliant. So we're going to use this as a prayer. Because lots of things in starts up when we're in trouble, when there are cares. I mean, we've probably got those a lot of the time. But it goes on to talk about when you're not feeling very well. But then it goes on a bit wider. Different prayers for not only for us, but for the nations of the world. So we'll say this prayer together. Okay?
When we're in trouble, when there are cares, when faith is shaken up, when we despair, we call on Jesus. Give him our thanks. Let his peace and joy come to our hearts. When there is sickness, when there is pain, there is a healing touch each time we pray. For God always listens. God is for our needs. Prayers of the righteous one, our power indeed. Prayers for the nation, prayers for the world. Prayers for the government, prayers for the church, prayers for the seekers, prayers for the saints, pray that people will come to pray.
And that's really good, isn't it? If you look at those words. So a lot of hymn writers, I'm sure, never realised that they were going to have some of their words said as prayers, because a lot of hymns, if you look at them, I like prayers for all kinds of different reasons and for all different situations we find ourselves in. And our next hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And that's a hymn that I've known since I was this one. And it's still sung today. Yeah, it roots us going even further down. And as I get older, this hymn means more than when I was this. Because sometimes when we're a lot younger, we just sing the words. We don't really take in what it's actually saying. I remember when Jesus said, "Bring the children to me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." And I'm sure we've heard that saying lots of times, and I'm sure a childlike faith is okay. Jesus hasn't got a problem with that, but as we grow older, it becomes more, I think, than a childlike faith. It's a depending faith. It's because we have a friend in Jesus, and we can all our sins and griefs to bear. And it's a privilege to carry, literally, everything to God in prayer. And as a small child, I'd have no doubt reeled these off and have sung it and not realised, you know, how much it means that. And it must have meant a lot to the hymn writer as well. So let's sing this song together. Thank you, dearly.
To carry everything to God.
prince.
I brought a mug, and I don't mean David.
This morning.
And we're just talking about what a friend we have in Jesus. Now, somebody gave me this mug some years ago, and what it says on it, it says, good friends are like stars. You don't have to see them to know that they are there. And it's a lot like Jesus, I think, that. You don't have to see him to know that he's there. Some people want visual verification of God. How can I see him? How can we see him? Have you ever seen him? Have you ever asked that question? I have. And I can't answer that because I've never seen him. But he's like a good friend. He's always there, even if I can't see him. Do we believe that? That's the thing. Do we actually grasp hold of the fact that he's always there? Like the stars are always there, clouded over sometimes. You can't see him. And it seems sometimes in life that our Christian life can be a bit like that. It's a bit clouded over. But he's still there, even though we can't really grasp it and take it in. But he's still there. And that's how faithful God is with each one of us. I'm not saying it's easy, by a long, long way. It never is. But he's there, which is wonderful. Right, Bible reading. Now this is because I picked this up because David gave me a little note some time ago about what Ukrainians were praying while it was all happening, and he gave me a little note of two psalms, and this is one of them that they're praying in the Ukraine at the moment. Okay, so if anybody would like to read a few verses instead of me doing all the talking, they could do, and they can have one verse, two.